In Celtic wisdom, we remember that our soul, the very heart of our being, is sacred. What is deepest in us is of God. Every child, every woman, every man, and every life form is in essence divine. This is the truth that Pelagius invites us to remember. Around 50 CE, a shift began to occur in parts of the Celtic world, a transition from Druidic, pre-Christian, wisdom to Christian wisdom. St. Paul was teaching in Galatia around 55. Word of the mystery of Christ appears to have spread from the Celtic territory of Galatia into Gaul and Galicia, and from there across the seas to Ireland and into ancient Britain. There was deep receptivity to the new teaching for, as we shall see, the Christ mystery did not seem strange to the Celtic worldview. Rather, it gave further expression to the sacredness the Celts already knew existed deep in the matter of the earth and in the stirrings of the human soul. Significantly, news of the mystery of Christ travelled in spoken form. The Celts at this stage were not a literary people. Theirs was an oral culture. Wisdom was passed from generation to generation through poetry and storytelling. The message of Christ entered the Celtic world not in fixed written form, but in more fluid spoken form. This made way for a rich intermingling of Christian and pre-Christian wisdom. Historically, the earliest recorded Celtic Christian community was in Lyon in 2nd century Gaul. Roman writers refer to these Celts as irreligious and godless. Irreligious because they worshipped without temples in the wild, in forests and on mountains, which to the Celts were sacred. And godless because they refused to worship the emperor, as part of the imperial cult of ancient Rome, which bestowed on the emperor divine authority. This, in the end, led to persecution and martyrdom among the Celts in Gaul. The first Christian teacher of significance to emerge in Celtic territory was Irenaeus of Lyon, circa 140 to 202. He had studied in Asia Minor, ancient Turkey, under Polycarp, who in turn had been a student of St. John in Ephesus, the disciple who was so cherished in Celtic legend. John had fled Jerusalem after the destruction of the temple in 70 CE and made his home in that part of Asia Minor bordering the Celtic territory of Galatia. Thus, Irenaeus and John were only one teacher apart. And in Irenaeus, we hear all the favourite themes of the prologue to John's Gospel. For example, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Chapter 1, verse 1. As John goes on to say, "Everything has come into being through the Word." Everything is essentially an utterance of the divine, a sacred sounding, each creature and life form a unique and unrepeatable expression of the One. Irenaeus had a Roman education, and so he was a literary figure, though he lived and taught in a predominantly oral culture. Three passionate concerns emerge in Irenaeus's writings.